The readings from the Old Testament, from the book of Habakkuk. The prophet's question. The oracle that Habakkuk the prophet received. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you, violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. And this is the Lord's reply. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed. For I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. And this is the prophet's reply. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. And this is the vision. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, he is puffed up. His desires are not upright. But the righteous will live by his faith. And then the prophet's prayer. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. And then a hymn of faith. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Saviour. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. And for the director of music, on my stringed instruments. In the New Testament in Hebrews, we read from chapter 10. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved.
My righteous one shall live by faith. A reminder that comes through to us quite a few number of times in the scriptures. My righteous one shall live by faith. Like every book in scripture, Habakkuk has a message for us, not just to deepen our knowledge, but to see our path of life more clearly and to approach it with a greater confidence. This book is a story of a believer's conflict of faith and the ultimate triumph of that faith. Its application to our personal life and to our avenues of service. What then is the particular message of Habakkuk? Verse 4, chapter 2. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Here there is a contrast between faith and pride. C.S. Lewis puts it this way. Pride is a completely anti-God state of mind. Faith, on the other hand, looks to God for everything. God seeks worshippers, not rivals. This then is the story of a believer's conflict of faith and the ultimate triumph of that faith. In the understanding of this message of this short book, at least three principles come before us. The first, disappointments are inevitable, but discouragement is the choice we make. The story here is that of a movement from the experience of doubt, then questioning, to that of certainty, and then praise. Faith becomes a matter of devoted allegiance to our Lord Jesus Christ. Confidence in him, regardless of the situation. There is violence and corruption all around. But he ends up by saying in a great hymn of faith, chapter 3, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit on the vine, though the labour of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock be cut off from the fold, and there is no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, for the Lord God is my strength. We can, and indeed, must learn to listen to God, learn from him, and then move ahead. We do not need to be victims. Of our feelings, circumstances, they do not control us. Jesus does. Another principle is seen in chapter 2. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Trusting God here means looking beyond what we see to what God sees. J.B. Rotherham translates it this way. Lo, as for the conceited one, crooked is his soul within him. But one who is righteous by his faithfulness shall live. The word faithfulness here literally means fullness of faith. For the word faithfulness suggests the operation of faith on the character and conduct of the person of faith. It's about the outward expression, the outward result of an inward grace, which is fullness of faith. The master principle, fullness of faith in the obedient practice. There is a simplicity in goodness, whereas with evil it is always complex by its very nature. As has been said, goodness is always simple, evil is always complex. The prophet Habakkuk demonstrates the essence of true faith in continuing to trust God in the Lord's wisdom and faithfulness. The third principle is perhaps the more difficult of the three. God does not necessarily require us to understand, his will, just to obey it, even when it seems really unreasonable. This was the second question the prophet put to God in verses 1 to 12, in verses 1 and 2:1. Are you not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, you have appointed them for judgment. O Rock, you have marked them for correction. I will stand my watch and set myself on the ramparts and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. The prophet, knowing the hard-heartedness of his countrymen, asked God, how long will this continue? God answered that he would use the brutal Babylonians to punish the people. This brought the prophet to his knees. How could God? But in God's timing, they too would be punished. We must understand God will judge all evil practices and reward us for all the good that we do in his time frame. God does not want to look God does not want us to look away, to ignore what is happening, but to look towards him and do what we can to address the wrong. He knows that if we focus on the trouble around us, that we will be quickly discouraged and be of ineffective disciples. The central affirmation is plainly put before us. My righteous one shall live by faith. It would not be wrong to put emphasis upon the thought suggested by these words, my righteous one, and by faith, which emphasizes the positive aspect. He shall live, my righteous one shall live. We are to trust God despite not understanding at times the nature of his providence. Faith is still the principle for life, in spite of what we see around us. Campbell Morgan puts it this way. Look again, my righteous one, poor, despised, in difficulty, hardly daring to lift his head, shall live. The principle of faith is the principle of life. Anything that is not of faith is crooked and swollen. Leave it alone. It will pass and perish. What is God doing? He is presiding over his own law, watching it work out to its ultimate conclusion, holding everything in his grasp, and in spite of the appearance of the moment, surely as if men lift count time, slowly crushing all that which is crooked in his soul and swollen. Crooked in his soul and swollen in his pride, lifting into life all those things that are of faith. We now see a remarkable contrast of two ways of life. Of the conceited person, he is puffed up, his soul is crooked within him, proud, even violent. He will have his day. Again, anything that is not of faith will pass and perish. He does not live. What then is God doing? Now we see a wonderful affirmation, a song of renewed faith, when all of his doubts, difficulties are put behind him. God is lifting into life all the things which are of faith, all the things that are of pride and self-seeking. The prophet shows their own judgment and destruction. The prophet has heard the secret, and these are evil ways are working to destroy themselves. Now we see him through God. Now we see him who thought God was doing nothing, now prays that God in his wrath will remember mercy. He who is imagining that God was doing nothing and had forsaken the faithful now breaks into a great affirmation which ends the book. The living message for us is clearly, perfectly clear. Even when faith has its problems, our outlook can be dark, difficult, and no light at the end of the tunnel. The message of this book for us is that we cannot, indeed should not, judge by our situation, but by the word of God, which is his oath and his covenant. Habakkuk may have focused on the seeming inconsistencies of God's government, but no. Instead, he told God of his perplexity. He poured out his heart to God. He told him of all his doubts and fears. And so may we do the same. Then if we listen to God, God is able to explain himself. If we listen to God, he will speak. The answer will be given to the one who shows the reality of his faith in God. As we saw earlier, there is life in none other. The battle of faith is real. More so when it appears that God is silent. But the prophet demonstrated the essence of his true faith by continuing to trust God, God's wisdom and faithfulness. In no way does this suggest that this is an easy way, for you all know that it is not. But the reward in trusting God is wondrously complete. God does not want us to rob ourselves of his restoring love by letting our fears and disappointments come between us. Is it not God who holds our future in his hand? We will never lose by looking forward, looking to him for what he has in store for us. The final message of this book is simply to wait. When Habakkuk looked at his circumstances, he was perplexed, but he waited expectantly, telling God everything, and importantly listening to God. Then everything changed. He did not allow his feelings to go from discouragement to hopelessness. When the outlook looks grim, we will find Christ is our strength. He will make our feet like deer's feet to walk on our high hills. God will supply the stamina we need to transverse the difficulties ahead. That's simply his promise. Let us, then, who name and profess to be people of faith, put the measurement of this truth upon all that confronts us in this fallen world. In our difficult periods of faith, it is a matter of devoted allegiance to our Lord Jesus Christ. Habakkuk did not stop with an inquiry, for then in a movement from the experience of doubt and questioning God, he saw a doorway between the two, to that of certainty and of praise. The word faithfulness, we must remember, is the operation of faith on our character, the way we conduct our lives. The inward grace is fullness of faith, the outward action obedient practice. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust, my shield and horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Psalm 18. There is a personal word of application here. My righteous one shall live by his, by her faith. Does it rebuke me for my faithlessness? Or vindicate me for the trust that I have given and will end in triumph? Let us believe the truth of the central principle by applying it. Let us put the measurement of this truth upon all the difficulties that we will face. God is lifting into life all those things which are of faith. My righteous one shall live. That's the promise Habakkuk waited expectantly for, that we can see fulfilled. We turn from the scene, we wait for God, and in the listening we can sing, as in chapter 3, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labour of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Father, of all comfort, may we do just that. End with a song of affirmation. My God reigns. A movement from the experience of doubt to that of certainty and praise. Amen.